פרק ד' משנה בייש ובסי. ונאז היום מהביבות למצווה קלה, ובורח מן העבר. ששכה מצווה מצווה, ושכה עבר ועבר. אנו פרש המים הזה כפי הצורך בפרק העשיבי של סנהדרין. Well, one of the two, in the, there, the Rambam, they quoted here in the, Machon Hamor edition that they quote in the footnote what the Rambam writes there in the Hagdoma to Perek Chelek, Ukshetispon in his bonus and flaw zo timtsa, Shekeilu hu omer asaya acha al kulan, Bahasibi mimcha esam mechsholim bahamonim, Vim tiznach mehem es mechsos and der zilzo. Ovi alacha monim sheyim na'ucha ad shelo tusag lucha shleimus v'lokiyam. V'zehu inyan omer malei mashalom scha mitzvah mitzvah scha avera avera ad kan. So that comment of the Rambam kimeduma allows us to understand pshat that there are two phrases here in the Mishnah, right? Ben Azai says, A, mitzvah goeres mitzvah. B, schar mitzvah mitzvah. The pshat in the Mishnah is that ben azay omer haverot the mitzvah kala because A, mitzvah goeres mitzvah, and B, schar mitzvah mitzvah. Meaning both of these are relating back to have a rutz the mitzvah kala, as opposed to schar mitzvah mitzvah being an explanation of what mitzvah goeres mitzvah means, right? So if you were sort of, depicting it schematically, so you would write, have a rutz the mitzvah kala, and then you'd have two different lines or arrows protruding, coming out of that statement, have a mitzvah mitzvah kala, because A, mitzvah goes mitzvah, and B, schar mitzvah mitzvah. So it's two different ideas, two different effects, two different influences of the mitzvah. One, she mitzvah goes mitzvah, so yitachem, what that means is that whatever a person does is doubly significant. It's significant because every moment of life, every action, every word is invested with meaning, is meaningful. So if with this moment of life a person does something good, that's meaningful. If the opposite is the opposite. But then whatever a person does is also meaningful and is also significant in the sense that it generates a momentum. It's not only that what I did at 11:40 was significant in terms of because that moment of 11:40 was a precious moment, but it also has bearing. It also generates a momentum that affects me at 11:41, 11:42, 11:43. When a person does something good, a person does a mitzvah, it generates a positive momentum. It generates a positive momentum on multiple levels. It generates a positive momentum on a natural, psychological level. It generates a momentum on a religious, spiritual, metaphysical lectum. And in that sense, mitzvah goes mitzvah, and aver goes aver. If I had a good morning seder, that's going to carry over. It's going to carry over, and it's going to give me a head start, and it's going to give me more energy and position me in a better place that my next seder should also be a good seder. But hein l'tov, hein l'mutov. So we're talking about, again, mitzvah goeres mitzvah. Be it the natural, be it the metaphysical momentum that whatever a person does generates. What does schar mitzvah mean? So schar mitzvah already is something that's, again, schar is something that's bestowed. So we're not talking about momentum here. We're talking about something that's bestowed. And what the Rambam says there in the Hakdamah to Perek Chelek is something that he later returned to in Perek Tesef Hilchos Tshuva. If you have a Rambam, I will say, so maybe if you can just grab a Rambam Hilchos Tshuva Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, if you have one available. Okay, so let's say here, Perek Tes and Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Aleph, I will say. Me'acha shenoda, shematan schorin shel mitzvahs, v'hatovo shenizkeh lo im shamanu derech Hashem haksuva batova, hi chaye olam haba, shenema l'man yitav loch v'harachtu yam. And as the Rambam had quoted earlier, Chazal darshan liyom shekulo tov, liyom shekulo arach. V'hanukama shenokmin min harishoim, she'ozvu orchos hatzedek, haksuvos batora hi hakaris, shenema hikaris tikaris hanefesh ahi avonova. Ma'u zeh shekosu b'chol ha'toro kulin, tishmu yagi alachem. On the other hand, v'mlos ishmu yikra eschem, v'chol osan advarim ba'olam hazeh, kigon sova v'rav, v'mochoma v'shalom, u'malchus v'shiflos, v'yishiva sa'ords v'golos, v'atzlochus maisa v'afseh. So maybe as we make our way to the point that links up with our Mishnah, maybe we'll just comment along the way as well, we know, a little bit. The Emma says, the Rambam sort of has a two-question. He says, the promise of Olam Hazeh prosperity, so where does that fit into the system, given that Tzchar is an Olam Haba? And similarly, the promise, the prospect of Olam Hazeh suffering, where does that fit into the scheme, given that Onesh is in Olam Haba? So the emphasis is, if you, it's not, the question itself needs a little bit of pshat. Sorry, just 1 minute. Take a look in the beginning of Perek Vav of Hilchos Tshuva for a minute, I will say. Sukkim Harbi Yesh Bata Vav Alf, Rabbi Sahir and Tshuva. Psukim haba yesh b'tova b'divin avim shehin nirin kisos and ikozet of b'chir chavshas. So that's the context here. V'nichshalan b'hen rov ha'adam. V'yala al daito mehen shekodesh baruch hu gozer ha'adam asas tov ha'ra v'she'en libo shel adam osu lo la'tos l'chol she'yirtza v'hareini mevar ikya gadol she'memenu teide perish kol osan ha'psukim. Bizman sha adam echad chote, o anshe medina chote. Va'osa ha'chet, va'osa ha'chote chet, sha'osa midaito ubirtzono, kemo sha'hodanu, va'ui lehipara mimenu. Va'kodesh baruch hu yodea, heich yipara. Yesh chet sha'adin nosein sh'nefron nimen al chet o ba'olam haza, begufa o b'mamona o b'banu v'haktanim, So it's quite clear from the Rambam that there isn't a complete symmetry, that when we say that schar v'hayal malaka, so that's true about schar. But onesh, that's not true necessarily, right? That's what this Rambam is presenting, that when it comes to onesh rachman al-etzlan, so some averos are ne'enoshim in olam hazeh. So there isn't a complete symmetry. When you come back to our halacha here in the beginning of Perek Tes, so then we understand fully what the Rambam's kasha is of ma'u zeh shekosu b'chol ha'Torah kula im tishma'u yagia lachem. Because when it comes to schar, it's schar mitzvah v'ha'al malaka. But what was his kasha about v'im lo tishma'u yikra eschem? I mean, the Rambam himself just told us two prakim, three prakim earlier that there is onesh in Olam Hazeh. So the pshat in the Rambam is clear that the reason it's in Parshas Bechukosai, in Parshas Kisavo, clearly it's, the Torah is presenting a symmetry. In Bechukosai Teilechu, Vesmitzvosai Tishma'u, so then come the Brachos. The In Bechukosai Timosu, so then come the Klala. So the Torah is presenting a symmetry. So whatever is true of Schar, of Bracha, is true of Onesh, of Klala. So the answer, the explanation for Im Lo Sishmu Yikra Eschem can't be, well, there is onesh in olam hazeh, because while that is true, that's not what's being depicted in those psukim. Because what's being depicted in those psukim is something that's parallel, is something that's symmetrical in terms of onesh to schar. So that's why, even though the Rambam has already told us that there is onesh rachman litzlan in olam hazeh, that thing about yikra eschem and lo sishmu yikra eschem, which is symmetrical to imtishmu yagia elechem, and the imtishmu yagia elechem can't mean schar, because schar b'hayal malaka, schar is in olam hazeh. The second reason why what the Rambam taught us in Perek Vav doesn't preemptorily remove this question of what does it mean when the Torah says "Bim b'chukosai tishmo," so then timosu, then achman alatzan such and such, it is because basically there in these psukim that the Rambam is referencing, the Torah says it's an automatic consequence for all averos. The Torah is not discriminating and saying, well, if you do Aveira, Aleph, Zion, and Lamed, so then you'll know that there's going to be a bill to pay already in Olam Hazeh. But if you do Beis, Ches, and Mem, so then the accountant, no, it seems that it's an automatic consequence for all Aveiros. So again, what the Rambam has told us earlier in Perek Vav in no way anticipates or preempts this difficulty. Right. So what's pshat in Brachos HaKlolos? That's the question that the Rambam has posed to us. Says the Rambam, Kol osan advam emes hayu v'yiyu. The Torah's haftocha of Brachos HaKlolos has already been mekuyam and will continue in the future to be mekuyam. Ubizman sha'anu osan kol mitzvos haTorah yagiyu eleinu tovos olam hazeh kulam. Ubizman sha'anu oven alehin tikra osanu hara'os haksuvos. Ba'afal b'chein ein osan ha'tovos hein sof matan scharen shal mitzvos v'lo osan ha'ros hein sof ha'nekoma sh'nok m'me oval kol ha'mitzvos alakachu. Depending upon which Rambam you're looking at, you have a different text there. The next word, elakachu hetza hadvarim, hechra hadvarim, all the different nuschas basically mean the same. So this is a little confusing. We'll just note it and we need to circle back to it. In the beginning of Halacha, Al Rambam said that matan scharon shal mitzvahs is olam haba, meaning entirely, right? The entire schar is an olam haba. Now the Rambam seems to be conceding that the tovos we receive is not the sof matan schar shal mitzvahs. It's not the ultimate schar. So which is it? It's not schar at all? You know, olam hazeh? Well, it's not ultimate schar. Which of the two is the Rambam telling us? Okay, let's leave that question open for the moment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasan lanu Torah zot, Eitz Chayim. V'chol ha'osa kol ha'kosuv ba v'yodo deyo gemura nachona, zoche ba l'chayim olam haba. When you have a tree that produces fruit, so there are different types of trees. You can have an apple tree. You can have a pear tree. The Torah is a tree that produces life. Chayim Nitzchim, Eitz Chayim. That's what the Rambam is saying. Nasan lanu Torah zo Eitz Chayim. And therefore, as such, because the peros of Torah are chayim, so that's the pshat. V'chol ha'osa kol ha'kosu ba v'yodo de'er gemur nachona zoch v'al chayim olam haba. The Rambam always has, but we'll see this reiterated right here, minei uvei, the Rambam always reminds us and reinforces this combination that a person has to do what's right. A person has to be mekayim mitzvos, kol ha'osa kol kosuba. But a person also has to have a yediyas Hashem. A person has to have proper emuna, proper belief, proper knowledge. The yodo de'er gemura nachona. Neither one can stand alone. Ulfi, again, the Rambam right away reinforces this symbiotic combination. Ulfi godol maisa v'godol chachmasa hu zocha. V'hivtichanu b'atorah Hashem nasa osa b'simcho b'tovas nefesh v'nege b'chachmasa tamid. Again, the third time already, the combination is being presented. Nasa osa b'simcha v'nege b'chachmasa tamin. Shiyasi mimenu kol hadvarim hamonin osanu mila asasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove all impediments. Kegon choli u'melchama v'rav v'chayitzei b'hem. V'yashpia lanu, excuse me, kol ha-tovos ha-machazkim es-yadeinu la'asos es-ha-tovos. And what's more, he'll provide us with the support system, with conditions that are optimally conducive. Kegon sova v'shalom v'vos kesev v'zav. K'dei sh'lo naso kol yameinu b'dvorim sh'aguf tzorach lahem. Elenesha Pnuyen, again a fourth time, Lilmod Bechochma Velasos HaMitzvah. Mitzvah here is a collective noun. Right, even though it's a collective noun, even though it's in the singular, but it means it refers to a collective. So Mitzvah. Elenesha Pnuyen Lilmod Bachochma Velasos HaMitzvah, Kedei Shenizke L'Chai Olam Haba. V'cheinu Omer B'Torah, Achas Shevtiach B'Tovos Olam Hazeh, Utztoko Tiyelon. V'cheinu Diyonu B'Torah, Shem Nazo V'Torah Midatenu V'Nasok B'Havli Azman, Ki Inyan Shenam B'Avish Menishun V'Yivad, Shedayin Emes Yosim Men Ha'ozum Kol Tovos Olam Hazeh, Shein Chizki Yedeyim Levod, and maybe Alein Kol Avos, Hamonin al son miliknas alam habagidesh yovdu berishon. Husha kosa batova avatas o yevecha she yishalachenu Hashem boch. Tachas a shalo avatas Hashem lakecha besimcha uftuv leivav meirov kol. Nimtza perish kol osan abochas vakolas al deruch zav. Kloma, im avatatem is Hashem besimcha ushmartem darko. Mashpia lachem abochos ha'elu u'marchek ha'klolos. Ad shetiyu pnuyim leschakem b'tor v'lasak bo, k'dei shetisku l'chayelam haba, v'yitach loch l'olam shekulo tov, v'saruch yomim l'olam shekulo oroch. V'nimtzesem zochel l'shnei olamos, l'chayim tov b'olam haza, ha'mevim l'chayel olam haba. Shem l'yikna hein l'chokh b'masim tovim, ein lo b'mei you wallow, you immerse yourself in. Maybe I'll let him call a claim, maybe we'll hold a fachad, we'll yell him like pony, we'll go show Nasas a mitzvah, get a shit to the Machayim Haba. When him says him, she bat him, Shnei Olamos. So Kitzah Maisa, the Rambam says that basically, B'derach Sha'adam Rotsa Leilech Malich Nasa. If a person indicates, demonstrates that he wants to be Mekayim mitzvahs, he wants to learn Torah. So then Memela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides the circumstances and the support system to facilitate that. But if Rachman al-Tzlan, the person demonstrates the opposite, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes that support system. And on the contrary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will instead of the support, that there will be obstacles. So now if we come back to that kasha that we had about is the olam hazeh prosperity, is it not schar at all, or is it not the ultimate schar? And how those two different formulations in the Rambam are totally consistent. Let's say you have a cleaning lady comes in to clean for the day. So I think it is, it certainly used to be, I think it's the Minhag HaMedina, that in addition to whatever hourly wage you'll pay, you also give lunch. Maybe you also give the subway, the cost of the subway, the car fare, but you give lunch. Okay, so let's say you're paying $20 an hour and it's going to be 8 hours of cleaning, $160. And at 12:30, she stops for lunch and you serve her lunch. So that's part of her wages or not part of her wages? That's extra or no, it's part of the wages. Well, it's sort of both in the following sense. On the one hand, it's not part of the wages in that if you pay $20 an hour and she works 8 hours, at the end of the day, you're going to give her $160 and you're not going to deduct from that the cost of the lunch. But meidach gisa, let's say, again, she arrives at 9 and 1 o'clock is going to be lunch, but from 9 to 1, instead of cleaning, she's playing on her phone. She's doing things on her phone. So at 1 o'clock, you're not going to give lunch. The point of giving lunch at 1 o'clock was to, she expended all this energy cleaning in the morning, and she needs to, she needs kreichus to continue. So you give her lunch because she's spending the day working. So on the one hand, it is wages in the sense that it's a function of, and it's a reaction to, in response to her working, that the $5 that the lunch costs is not going to be deducted from the $160 that has. Lemaisa, what we get in Olam Hazeh is not schar. That's what he says at the beginning of the halacha, and that's true unqualifiedly. It's not being deducted. Akaren kayamis lo olam haba. It's not being deducted from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu betuva ubachasto, the pras that he gives us in Olam Hazeh, the cost of lunch, the cost of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us lechem lechol, veged lilbosh, and bayis lodor bo, and bias haguf, and menuch zanefesh. So none of that's going to be subtracted from the schan olam haba. It's going to be the full $160 or whatever it is that we earned. But meidach gisa, it is schar in the sense that it's linked to, it is wages in the sense, it is schar in the sense that it's linked to what we do, and it's a function of what we do, and it's only because we're doing. And crucial to this understanding is the recognition we generally, let's say, whenever we encounter the phrase socher ve'onesh, so we translate it as reward and punishment. But it's important to remember that the word schar in the Torah means in terms of its semantics, l'solen pu'ulas sochir itcha ad boker. B'yomo sitein sechoro v'lo sova olav ha-shemesh. So if you have a day worker who finishes, he gets paid per diem. You didn't make a different arrangement with him. And he finishes working before shkia. So then there's a mitzvah essay of b'yomo sitein sechoro. You're giving him his reward? You're not giving him his reward. You're not rewarding, you're giving him his wages. He put in an honest day's work. So that's what schar means. Schar really means the wages. And that's why the Rambam says that the free lunch, the lunch that the cleaning lady gets, it is schar, but it isn't schar. It's schar in the sense that it is wages, it's linked to the work, but it's not schar in the sense that it's not being deducted from the wages that you're going to pay her. It's not being deducted from the $160 that she'll be entitled to for having put in a full day's work. Al kalponim, this is what our Mishnah says, schar mitzvah mitzvah. And we saw what the Rambam says in Akdam to Perek Chelek. What it means is the schar mitzvah, the wages or the called it the benefits of the wages that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays for a mitzvah is that he positions us, he provides us with conditions that are conducive for the next mitzvah. And that's what Ben Azai is telling us. One mitzvah leads to another mitzvah on in two different but complementary ways. Remember, there's mitzvah, there's a momentum. There's a natural momentum, there's a metaphysical momentum. That one mitzvah, again, if I got up in time for davening this morning, there's a momentum. I'm more likely to get up in time for davening tomorrow morning. Hein l'tov, hein l'mutov. But additionally, schar mitzvah mitzvah, additionally, not only just mitzidenu is that true, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is contributing, as it were, to that as well. Because schar mitzvah mitzvah, if you work in the morning, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a lunch to be able to work in the afternoon. And you have the kleichus, you have the conditions that are conducive. If you don't work in the morning, Rachman Atzlan, so then there's no lunch, and then a person feels schwach, he still can work in the afternoon, he still has that bechira, but it's going to be more of an uphill battle. It's a challenge. Let's take a look a little bit at the admission of Gimel. Hu haya omer, he ben Azai. Don't be scornful. Don't be contemptuous of any person. And don't be dismissive of anything. Rambam, what does this mean? Amar, EF Shashlayelachol Adon. Eizes man, shehu yochel bo lahazek ulahoil, vafil bedvarim kalim beyosav apchusim shavahem, vem kvazel zaltava yitzar oscha tzar kol shehu. The life is such that a person never knows, and the person, Rachmana Litzlan, that we're dismissive of, contemptuous of, act belligerently in relation to today, is someone who tomorrow is in a position to either help or hinder, and depending upon how we treated him, that's going to determine very likely how he treats us. So this is obviously very wise and very, very sound advice, but is it Torah? I mean, it's just, again, it's very wise and very sound and very true. That goes without saying, but meaning very true even empirically. We see this borne out in life all the time. That's the Rav, the Bantanua, famously says at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Sinai Masorli, Yeshua, Yeshua, Lizkenim, etc. Why did Ravina HaKadosh present that Shalshalas HaMasor at the beginning of Avos? Wouldn't it have made more sense that it should be the first Mishnah in Shas? So the Rav famously answers, if Ravina HaKadosh had presented it there, when we came to Avos, we would have said, you know, avos is philosophy. So philosophy you find by goyim as well. And lav dafka, that what you're learning in Pirkei Avos is all Torah, is all rooted in Torah, is all derived from Torah, is all a chefetz shel Torah. No. Moshe Rabbeinu Sinai is true for Meimos Ekron Nishma Ba'arvin. It's true for Yetzias HaShabbos. But you wouldn't have known that it's entirely true for Pirkei Avos. Therefore, says the Rav, Rabbeinu HaKadosh was kovei the Mishnah B'davka here. So Vais dies that that this very sound, excuse me, that this very sound and wise hadracha that Ben Azai is providing is Torah. See, in what sense is it Torah? There are different ways to explain. One is any midah with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manhig the world is certainly a chetzer shel Torah. I think it's a grand word towards the end of Shabbos, no? About how Oni and Osha is a galgal achozer ba'olam. And then there's a famous word from the Gaon that the word v'nosnu is a palindrome, right? It reads forwards and backwards the same word. Reflecting that Maimu Chazal. So that there's a certain Kadosh Baruch Hu created that one of the midos that he implanted in the world is that things sometimes function cyclically. You know, if you imagine a Ferris wheel. So if I'm in the, this is not an endorsement of going in a Ferris wheel. If I'm on the top of the, my personal preference is the merry-go-round. That's much more of a, much more my speed. If I'm in the top carriage in the Ferris wheel, so it's a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world that tells me don't look down, don't feel better, don't feel superior because the wheel goes around. Galgal, who the Gaon points out, then reflected in the word v'nosnu. So here too, this mission is also not exactly the same, but a similar type of cyclical effect. That this person, for whom I think I have no need at the moment, and maybe I even think that I have reason to be contemptuous of, but that's now. But you should know things are cyclical, and that's a midah. It's not. It's a midah in the world that things happens cyclically. To understand that midah, mi midas of shel Kadosh Baruch Hu zavada chetzer shel tam. If you sue the governor over summer camps, it doesn't matter whether you think you're right or wrong. If you sue the governor over the summer camps and you're Ma'orah Eva, how can you be surprised if you think that you're then experiencing Eva a couple of months later? It's a Mefurash Mishnah. It's a Kal V'chomer ben Benoshel Kal V'chomer. The Mishnah tells us a Chiddush of Alti Hivaz L'chol Adam. I don't even see how this person can ever be in a position to help me or hinder me. And the mission says, things are shifting. Right now, I'm on top of the Ferris wheel, or I think I am, and I don't realize that there's a motor that makes things go around. And the mission says there is. Things move. People move. Circumstances change. Positions change. So the mission says that it's sort of a matter of faith. I can't even foresee how this Adam be in a position to either help or hinder me. So it's to be Boaz L'chol Adam is the Torah's B'dvar Mishnah, even if I can't foresee how that can happen. So it's wrong and ill-advised if it doesn't take any imagination to understand that the person is in a position. Is it true then in the Inigos Moshe in Choshen Mishpat Chelik Beis? Hanidon hu im yesh lehishtadel shelo etzel sorei hamedina el ledbor lamishpat v'lovo b'kuvlona lifnei hashoftim al hasorim asher osim avla neged ha-yehudim. That's even if it is an avla, not if it's an imaginary avla, such as a public health measure not to open camps. The Takkah were outbreaks in camps, as was easily foreseeable. Says Rav Moshe, Vada yesh lochus lahatolas eva mehamem shalal ha-yehudim. She'efshah she'chas v'sholom yovi le'totzos lo tovus b'har v'inyonim. His case is obviously in the details not exactly parallel to ours, but the yesod is quite relevant. And that's our Mishnah. It's our Mishnah. A person has to in terms of whenever we're called upon to decide what the right thing is now, a person has to think about what the consequences are tomorrow. It's not just, well, right now I think I have a strong case, so I'm gonna go to court. Right now, I think this person is never ever gonna be in a position to in any way affect me. And I'm mevaza, I'm dismissive, I'm contemptuous. No. Says the Mishnah, it's very wise hadracha, but it's not only that, the very wise hadracha is Torah. Alti baz l'chol adam, alti mafik l'chol davar. She'en l'cha adam, she'en l'sha'a, ve'en l'cha davar, she'en l'mokum. someone does something you don't see. So besides the obscenity, Shabo, besides that being kishela atzmo, obscene, you really think that tomorrow he's going to be inclined to turn around and do you a favor? After today, you called him a Nazi? Again, one doesn't need this additional perspective. It's obscene even if there wouldn't be fallout. But even if one doesn't see the obscenity, Shabo, a person in general in life. What I do today has consequences, has ramifications tomorrow and beyond. And therefore, when I decide what to do today, what to say today, what decisions to make today, I have to calculate. When you play chess, the fact that your opponent is offering you a pawn, it doesn't mean you should take the pawn. It could be you take the pawn, and in the next move, he's gonna take your knight or your rook. Maybe it won't be the next move. Maybe it'll be eight moves later. But a person has the cheshbon. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Heaven should have a good productive day. Be well, be safe. A good Shabbos, Shabbos, I call to.